This is Smallsy Surgery.
Please welcome Chelsea Handler.
Chelsea Handler.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Handler.
Barry Keoghan was horny for men, women, bathwater, and cemeteries. And by the way, Margot Robbie produced Saltburn, so you're a dirty Barbie, and I like it.
Chelsea, how are you?
Hi, Smallsy. How are you? I'm great, thank you.
I'm fucking nervous is what I am. I don't want you to, you know, I just feel very anxious around you, and I think that's okay. That's okay.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're being honest about that with yourself.
That's the where are you? Are you on holidays at the moment? You're in a chateau or a chalet or a...
I'm in Whistler, Canada. I spend the winter here skiing.
Is it better than... Did you get out of LA? But hang on. Is it really not even cold in LA though, right?
No. It's not cold in LA, really. Okay. No.
Okay. Well, you just, you know, why not? If you can spend the winter in Canada skiing, why... Are you good at skiing? Or do you...
I am. You can check me out on my Instagram. I post a video every year of me skiing in my bikini, showing off my body and my... I smoke a joint. I have a margarita. And this year I carried my dogs down with me.
Beautiful. How are the dogs? I'm a big fan, so I'm well across the animals.
Well, my dogs are great. They're both sitting right here. One is a puppy. And then I have an older one. So...
Okay,
one of each.
One of each. Hey, well, you're coming back to Australia. We're very excited. We're very excited to have you.
Thank you. I'm very excited to come back to Australia, but I'm coming in the winter. I've never been to Australia in the winter, only in the summer.
Okay. It's a little bit like probably like an LA winter, to be honest with you. Not really that cold. Definitely no need for a beanie. Nowhere to go skiing.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me about the show, The Little Big Bitch Tour. Who is not safe? Who is not safe?
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of men that have been canceled are not safe because I have stories. Like I have a story about Woody Allen, which is great. I have a great Bill Cosby story. Not a lot of people can say that.
No.
I have a great story about going to Kennebunkport, which is George W. Bush's like compound in Maine. I went there after I took three edibles to control myself because politically I can't be around people like that, Republicans.
Yeah.
But I took enough edibles that I was able to even have a conversation with him. And then I had to look at his artwork while I was high on edibles, wearing my sunglasses. And it was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that's a really funny story. I have some pretty good stories I share in this show.
Do you have any stories about Diddy? He's really not in the good place at the moment. P. Diddy, Puffy. You have any stories about him?
Yeah. Well, he was on my show once, Chelsea, lately, and he was about 3 hours late. So then I just eviscerated him when he sat down in my chair because I really don't have any time for that. And I just can't believe in this day and age anyone is that late. Like, it's just so lame. So, I mean, I don't have anything really great to say about Diddy. No.
I do.
What's the story? What's the news that he's been... what's the situation?
I don't know. You tell me whether or not... Because you know what? Obviously, as someone who's as like famous as you, sometimes people just talk shit for the sake of talking shit. And it's very difficult to work out how much is true and how much is just your haters coming for you. But apparently, he was involved in some nasty shit involving trafficking girls, which... With someone so high profile, how would you not have thought you wouldn't get caught? And then he apparently put evidence on a private jet and flew it to the Caribbean. This is outside of my wheelhouse. This is all alleged. This is all outside
sounds about... I mean, does this surprise anybody?
Tell me, you there in your ski chalet, what does a day look like for Chelsea Handler? Does she wake up around noon?
I'll tell you. No, I get up very early. I get up like 6:37. I get my dogs. I take them for a walk. My assistant Casey flew in yesterday, so he was skiing today for the first time in 5 years. Mm. So a friend of mine came over. I smoked a little weed. Then we went down and got him his skis and boots. And then we dragged him around the mountain. And then we had a nice lunch. I had two margaritas. We had a cheeseburger, French fries at this nice little restaurant.
Oh.
And then we skied some more for like a couple more hours. Mm. And now we're home. I'm doing press and he's upstairs getting a massage.
this is a silly question. I work full time, which, I mean, who's the sucker between us?
You are.
Yeah, I know.
Definitely.
Do you ever run out of things to do, or the world is your oyster, really? You play a couple of live shows and then spend the rest of your time having fun.
Yeah. I mean, I've worked a long time, so I get to have a nice little cushion now. I don't feel like I have to work 12 months a year. Mm-hmm. So I like to work and do good work when I work. And touring is, you know, that takes up a big part of my year. But I definitely like to vacation. I take having fun very seriously.
And I respect that. You'll be here in July. Tickets on sale now, livenation.com.au. It's called the Little Big Bitch Tour. Before we go, lightning round of questions, if you don't mind, Chelsea. I'm going to give you a situation. You tell me if that makes me or you a little bitch or a big bitch, yes?
Okay.
Okay. Leaving someone on red on a text message, big bitch, little bitch?
That's big bitch, I think.
Yeah, particularly if there's like a poignant question there and you're like demanding some answers and there's no response.
And they don't even check your text.
what about hooking up with a friend's ex? Big bitch or little bitch?
That's big bitch too.
Really?
Like, try to avoid that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just, you know, sometimes it depends. If you get permission, it's less.
No. Okay. Try and find someone else. There are enough people around.
You live in Hollywood. Telling someone their outfit looks good when it actually really looks bad. Does that make you a big bitch or a little bitch?
That's a little bitch.
Yeah. You gotta lie just to get through, right? I don't know if you do this, because as a big-time celebrity, I don't know if you would, but not replacing the toilet paper roll in the bathroom.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
No.
That's only little bitch territory, but I don't like that. That's gross. But, I mean, that's the least you could do.
Yeah, no, I know. Also, I don't like big bitch energy is those people that replace it, but then just leave the empty on the ground. Fucking put that shit in the bin. Like, you don't have to...
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. One act cancels out the other, so...
Okay. Wearing white to somebody's wedding.
That's fine too. Who cares?
Oh, wow. Yeah, fuck them. Here we go. How many parties do you go to or get invited to? Do you get invited to many parties?
I do.
Yeah. I don't know if you call it smoke bombing, but just, you know, disappearing without saying goodbye. Big bitch.
Yeah, I love that. I love doing that. That's fine.
You know, I read somewhere once that like people who don't say goodbye to party, like they save like a year. Across their entire life, you save a year of time of not wasting it with fucking goodbyes to people you don't want to say goodbye to. It's a random.
Exactly. There's no reason to say goodbye to everybody.
No.
Just, you said hello. That should serve as your goodbyes also.
And then last one, does this make you a big bitch or a little bitch? Cropping out your ugly friend in a photo before you put it on the
internet. Yeah, that's a big bitch. That's
even
mean.
Even if they're ugly, though.
But I've definitely, that's mean, and I've definitely done it.
I can't wait to see you in the flesh. You'll be here July. Chelsea, pleasure to have you on the show. Enjoy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Enjoy lunch and we'll see you soon, all right?
Yeah, you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, bye-bye.
Smallsy Surgery
is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, head to novapodcast.com.au.